Thank you, Peter. And now for our final roundup of the news, in which we include the return of the ukulele festival, more cash to repair the county's roads, and a request to nominate the medic who's gone that extra mile.
But to start, an overwhelming number of staff at Abellio Greater Anglia chose a cancer charity to receive their donations. As a result, a cheque for £1,077 was given to Macmillan Cancer Support. Sean Campbell, Macmillan's fundraising manager for Norfolk and Suffolk, said, "To hear that the staff from the Abellio Greater Anglia voted for Macmillan to receive this money is amazing. The money raised will go to a huge way to supporting more people living with cancer, and we would like to take this opportunity to say thank you." Around 2,800 employees were able to vote for a charity of their choice, with the majority choosing Macmillan. Tina Vaswambaran, learning and engagement manager at Abellio Greater Anglia, said, "Many of our colleagues have been affected by cancer, and we hope this donation will help support people."
A ukulele festival is returning to Norwich for a third year. The three-day event, from Friday, September the 23rd to Sunday, September the 25th, promises to bring some of the most exciting ukulele players from around the country to the city. The event will include performances from Opera Lely, a duo from London and Kent, mixing opera with ukuleles, and the popular East Anglian band the Bijou Toots. The festival will be headlined by the Mother Ukers and will also feature Norwich's own ukulele master, Liam Capistar, and the Norwich Ukulele Society, covering songs by modern favourites as well as some more traditional uke songs. This year we'll see, for the first time, a free-to-all open mic on the Friday night at St Andrew's Brewhouse, run by Crabbers.
Almost 100 road repair schemes across Norfolk are set to be given the go-ahead, with cash from a new £1.5 million rapid response fund designed to swiftly tackle traffic problems as they arise. The money is intended to support relatively small-scale local projects rather than major upgrade works, and a total of 89 schemes, including drainage works, footpath extensions and curb repairs, are set to be approved at a Norfolk County Council meeting on Friday. The Road Maintenance and Small Projects Fund was introduced in Norfolk County Council's budget for 2016-17 to help the authority respond more quickly to maintenance problems and road safety concerns. The estimated costs of the projects range from £1,500 to £50,000. Martin Wilby, chairman of the Environment, Development and Transport Committee, said, "It will get things done a lot quicker. It's a light touch and speeds up getting smaller projects done. Rather than leaving them on the shelf, we get them done. There is a good spread across the whole of the county. I look forward to seeing the results across the towns and villages of Norfolk."
Patients from across the county are being asked to nominate the health professional or hospital team who've gone the extra mile in providing their care, either at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital or at Cromer Hospital. With the support of the Norwich Evening News sister paper, the Eastern Daily Press, the annual Patient Choice Award enables the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospitals NHS Foundation Trust to recognise staff who provide exceptional patient care, kindness or outstanding professional expertise. Patients can nominate any nurse, doctor, midwife, therapist, receptionist, or other member of staff who looked after them during an outpatient visit, day treatment, or a longer hospital stay.
Permission has been granted to convert a former shop in the city's historic Elm Hill into a home, despite concerns it could set a precedent. Objectors had said allowing 20 Elm Hill to be changed into a home could open the door for others to follow suit and have a long-term negative impact on the current businesses. But with the shop having been empty for 10 years, Norwich City councillors agreed to grant permission.
And finally, the discount supermarket chain Lidl has been refused permission for a new store in Norwich because councillors would rather see homes built on the site. But bosses at Lidl say they still hope a solution can be found to bring a new store to the city. members of Norwich City Council's planning committee rejected Lidl's proposal for a store in Bishop Bridge Road, close to the Kets Hill roundabout. The application had sparked objections from people living nearby, with concerns over traffic and the impact on homes. David Bradford, Labour councillor for Crome, said, "My main concern, being a frequent user of that area, is the traffic. There's long-standing concern, whatever happens at this site, about the roundabout at Kets Hill. Extra traffic will create even more problems. I'm not against Lidl. I think they're a very good organisation, and I'd probably support them, but not at this site."
That's all for this week. Remember, we always like hearing from you. Call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365, and we will return your call as soon as we can. And remember, you can find us at our website, cbtn.org.uk. That's cbtn.org.uk. Please return your Chatterbox recording in the wallet by turning over the address label and putting it in the postbox. Return postage is paid, so no need for a stamp. And remember that Let's Talk follows this edition.
And we do hope you've enjoyed this week's Chatterbox. Your readers on part one were Alison Applin and Rupert Hipwell. The features were read by Peter Dennington, and Chris Gorham and Rob Butler presented Football Chat. Our sound recordist was Peter Murch, and the editor was Peter Wilson. All the items were taken from the evening news, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for this recording. So until next week, it's goodbye from all the team, including
Marianne Penn
and from me, John Francis. Goodbye.